Welcome to Mr. Predictor. Very much an England-Australia flavour to this week's show because we're looking ahead to the one-day international series that gets underway this week. But first, Al, just to reflect on what a fantastic game the 2020 international was in Cardiff, England winning by 5 runs.
Absolutely brilliant. And if you wanted to see a spectacle, then that was it. And prior to that, England ladies beat Australia to take the T20 series as well. So a great day for England, even though the women lost the Ashes.
Yeah, well played to England on the day, but well played to Australia women over the summer, thoroughly deserving women's Ashes victors. On to this ODI series then, Al. We've seen some cracking ODI cricket from these teams in recent times. Australia, the World Cup champions. England outstanding against New Zealand. Who's going to win the series?
Absolutely, JP. Stunning series ahead of us, and it's going to be a tight one. I'm going to go for an England home win. How tight that will be, I'll reveal a little bit later on. And the game at Southampton, the first one coming up, I think, you know, depending on how the weather plays, it could be a washout.
OK, well, we're going to have a look at the odds in any case for that first ODI. Australia 13-8 on favourites. England 13-10 against. No odds for the washout because that just counts as a no result. Of course, you get your money back. Of course, if you do bet on Australia and England, it's washed out. Money back, don't worry. So you're going for a washout.
No, seriously. I mean, hopefully they'll get some play. The weather's been pretty unpredictable in the UK over the last week or so. And luckily that they got the game in at in Cardiff. So I'm going to go for an England win in the first ODI.
I'm going to go for an England win as well. I just think Australia, yes, they're world champions. This is a very different team to the one that won the World Cup. And England played so well in that 2020. I think they'll carry some momentum over and go 1-0 up.
Well, I'd agree with you, John. I think England played outstandingly well. They've got a lot of young players in that all stepped up to the mark and bowled, fielded, and batted superbly well.
Which is exactly what they need to do if they are going to beat Australia. Let's have a quick look at the series odds then. Australia once again favourites, 25-12 on England, 33-20 against. Thoughts on the series overall?
Well, if it's anything, the Ashes was anything to go by. The players are going out there and playing their best, giving their all, and thinking about the next game. If they win it, great. If they lose it, they've got another game to play. So I think it's going to be really close and probably 3-2.
To
England.
Okay, so you're going to go for England 3-2. I'm going to go for Australia 3-2. I just think they're going to have a little bit too much class, a little bit too much skill to be able to overcome England. Let's just have a quick look at the series scorelines and the odds that have been priced up here. And interestingly enough, it is those 3-2 scorelines that are favoured by the bookmakers, assuming we get 5 games, of course. That seems fair enough to me.
Yeah, I'd go along with that. I think both sides are quite happy to go out and play their hearts out. And if they win, great. If they lose, they've got another game to come up and beat the other side.
Good stuff, Al. Thank you very much. Well, let's hope the weather does stay away and we get some cracking entertainment. It really does. It has been set up beautifully by the Ashes, by that 2020 international. We'll be watching all of these games very closely indeed. But for now, from Cricket World, bye-bye for now.